Lao Tzu was an ancient Chinese philosopher who's credited as the founder of Taoism. He wrote a small book called the Tao Te Ching. It's made up of short verses, but each one is full of wisdom. Taoism is built around a very simple idea, that life has a natural flow, the Tao or the Way. And you can see it everywhere in nature. The seasons change without being told to. Rivers find their way to the ocean without needing a map. Trees grow towards the light without asking for permission. Everything moves according to its own nature, and it doesn't need to force or rush. But we humans, we often get in our own way. Instead of living as we are, we twist ourselves to fit what we think others want. We change our words, hide the parts of us that feel different, and sometimes even set aside our own dreams just to win approval. Over time, we lose sight of who we really are. But Lao Tzu offered another way. A way to return to your own current so that the opinions of others pass by like clouds in the sky. And in this video, we'll explore his philosophy on how to stop caring what others think and find simple ways to come back to yourself. Number 1. Follow your own Tao. Lao Tzu taught that following your own Tao means to simply live in a way that feels natural to you. When you follow your own Tao, your own way, you stop trying to be what other people think you should be. You live according to your own nature, the same way a tree grows according to its roots. A tree doesn't twist itself into a weird shape just because someone thinks it should look different. It just grows. And this is the first key to how to stop caring what others think. Lao Tzu once said, "Care about people's approval, and you will be their prisoner." Think about that for a second. When you depend on other people's approval, you hand them control over how you feel. One nice comment can make you feel amazing, but one critical comment can ruin your entire day. It's exhausting to live like that because you're always waiting to see what other people will say. But following your own Tao doesn't mean ignoring everyone or refusing to listen. It just means that you check in with yourself first before making decisions. You ask, "Does this feel right for me?" And if it does, you go ahead, even if some people don't get it. That might mean saying no to a job that looks great on paper but makes you feel miserable inside. It might mean wearing clothes you actually like, not just the ones that fit the latest trend. It might mean spending your weekend at home quietly instead of going out, even if people say you're boring. Start noticing the small ways you change yourself just to fit in. The words you swallow, the opinions you soften, the hobbies you give up. When you catch yourself doing that, pause and ask, "If no one else had a say in this, what would I do?" The more you practice that, the more you start living from your own center. You stop getting pulled in 100 directions by what other people think. You make decisions with more confidence. You feel less pressure to prove yourself. And little by little, you realize you're free to live your life without waiting for a stamp of approval from anyone. Number 2. Let go of striving for reputation. If you really want to stop caring what people think, you have to let go of the need to guard your reputation. We all like being seen in a good light. We want others to think we're smart, capable, interesting, successful. But here's what Lao Tzu reminds us. If you build your life around protecting an image, you hand over your peace of mind to everyone else. Think about water. It never tries to look important, yet it nourishes all things. It flows quietly, slipping into the low places others avoid. And because of that, it becomes essential. It doesn't rush to prove its worth. It just is. And in that gentle persistence, nothing can stand in its way for long. So why do we cling so tightly to how we're seen? Well, part of it is ancient instinct. Long ago, survival depended on how your tribe viewed you. If they trusted you, you belonged. If they didn't, you were cast out. And out meant danger. And that fear is still in our wiring, even though today being disliked rarely threatens our survival. The other part comes from the scoreboard we're taught to follow from childhood. Grades, trophies, promotions, followers. We start treating life like a contest, with reputation as our running total. But no matter how high you score, it's never final. One rumour, one mistake, and it can all change in an instant. Lao Tzu said, "When you are content to be simply yourself and don't compare or compete, everyone will respect you." The irony is, the respect we chase so hard often appears the moment we stop chasing it. When you're at ease in your own skin, people can feel it. And when you stop performing, they finally get to see the real you. So letting go of reputation doesn't mean you stop caring about doing good work. It just means you stop doing it to be noticed. You follow your own Tao, whether or not it wins applause. In real life, that might mean turning down a prestigious job that would drain you because it doesn't fill your nature. Or it might mean speaking honestly instead of saying whatever's going to win approval. When you stop clinging to reputation, you become like a tree with deep roots. Storms come, winds blow, people talk. But you're not easily shaken. You're grounded in something steadier than public opinion. At the end of the day, the respect that counts isn't what you see in other people's eyes. It's the quiet respect you feel inside when you know you're living honestly, in tune with your own Tao. Number 3. Accept that others' minds are their own Tao. If you want to stop caring what people think, you've got to accept something simple. You can't control their opinions. It's like the wind. You can push against it, you can shout at it, you can beg it to change direction, but it's still going to blow the way it wants. The more you fight it, the more tired you get. And in the end, nothing changes. Lao Tzu put it this way, "The world is won by those who let it be." What people think of you comes from them, their experiences, their fears, their way of seeing the world. Just like your path is yours, their path is theirs. The problem is, most of us spend far too much energy trying to manage how people see us. We explain ourselves over and over, hoping to be understood. We try to be more likable, more impressive, more whatever, but it doesn't work. It's like planting bamboo and expecting it to turn into an oak tree. People are who they are. Some will get you, others won't. And no matter what you do, some people will never like you. And when you stop trying to control that, life gets lighter. You stop rehearsing conversations in your head. You stop reshaping yourself just to win approval. You stop worrying about how someone might judge you tomorrow and actually live today. Taoism compares this to a river. The river doesn't argue with the rocks in its way. It doesn't try to move them. It flows around them, steady, finding its own way forward. In real life, that might look like letting someone misunderstand you without rushing to explain, or walking away from criticism instead of fighting to prove yourself. Or just simply accepting that not everyone will like you and being okay with that. When you accept that others' minds are their own Tao, you stop being held hostage by their approval. You realize their judgments are about their story, not yours. And from that place, you can move through the world lighter, calmer, and less concerned with trying to bend the wind. When you understand that other people's judgments come from their own story, their way, from their own Tao, and not yours, you stop feeling trapped by them. You stop changing yourself just to fit in. You start living from your own center. And with that, life feels calmer, easier, and more free. Number 4. Practice Wu Wei. Wu Wei is one of Lao Tzu's most beautiful teachings. He wrote, "The sage does nothing, yet nothing is left undone." Now, Wu Wei is often translated as effortless action, but it doesn't mean being lazy or sitting around all day. It means moving through life without forcing, without pretending, without twisting yourself just to fit into other people's expectations. Think for a moment about how much energy we waste in forcing. We force conversations to go the way we want. We force lives to look successful in the eyes of others. We force ourselves into roles, standards, and images we never truly chose. That endless pushing and performing keeps us stuck, because deep down, we're acting for an audience. Wu Wei is about putting down that costume. It's about acting from your real nature and letting things unfold in their own rhythm. It's like sailing. You can't control the wind. If you fight it, you wear yourself out and go nowhere. But if you work with it, adjusting your sails, you move forward with far less effort. Well, life works the same way. When you stop fighting the current and start moving with it, things feel lighter. When you're not forcing life to match an image, you're not living for that image anymore. You're just responding to each moment in a way that feels right for you. It also makes everyday life better. You make clearer decisions because you're not worried about being judged. You become more creative because you're not stuck in what others expect. You have more energy because you're not pretending to be someone you're not. And your relationships improve because people can tell when you're genuine. And that builds trust. In daily life, Wu Wei might mean pausing before you answer so your words are honest, not polished. It might mean letting go of an argument instead of trying to win. Or beginning a project simply because it excites you, not because it will impress anyone. When you live this way, you stop running after other people's approval. Their opinions keep changing, and you don't need to follow them. You focus on your own path and trust that life will move you forward. Number 5. Reflect on your day. One of the simplest ways to stop caring so much about what others think is to actually notice when it's happening. Lao Tzu's advice isn't only for big choices. It's about noticing the small, quiet moments we often miss each day. At the end of your day, take a few minutes to reflect. Not to judge yourself, but to see yourself more clearly. If you can, step outside for a short walk. Let your mind settle into the sounds and shapes around you. The Tao Te Ching says, "Nature doesn't hurry, yet everything is accomplished." Look at the trees. They don't stand around asking the forest if they look okay. They don't compare their branches to the ones beside them. They just grow, season after season, following their own nature. So as you walk or sit quietly, think back through your day. Were there moments when you bent yourself to win approval? Maybe you laughed at a joke you didn't find funny. Maybe you hid a true opinion to keep the peace. Maybe you posted something online just to see how many likes it would get. Do not shame yourself for it. Just notice. Awareness is the first step towards freedom. You can also use a simple journal prompt. If no one were watching, what would I still choose to do? Write whatever comes to mind without trying to make it sound wise or impressive. Over time, you'll start to see the gap between the life you want to live and the performance you've been giving. When you make reflection a daily habit, you start spotting the subtle ways you hand other people the steering wheel of your life. And the more you notice, the easier it becomes to take it back. Little by little, you stop letting their opinions control you and you start living under your own clear sky. Number 6. Return to stillness. Lao Tzu often spoke about clearing the mind and being like an uncarved block. What he meant was this: before the noise of the world, before all the opinions and expectations, you are already complete. You don't need to fix yourself. You just need to come back to that quiet place inside. Stillness means stepping back from the constant pull of the world so you can hear your own thoughts again. That might be sitting under a tree, taking a slow walk, or just closing your eyes and noticing your breath. When you give yourself this kind of space, you start to see who you are without all the noise. Most of the worries, what people think, what you should be doing, whether you're enough, are just distractions. Underneath all of it, there's a calmer version of you that's always been there. Lao Tzu once asked, "Who can be still until the mud settles and the water is clear?" Life will always stir things up. Opinions, trends, judgments. But if you wait, if you stay still, the mud settles and you can see clearly again. The best times to return to stillness are when you feel pulled in too many directions. Right before the day begins, after a tense moment, during a stressful commute, or before a tough conversation. Morning is a great time because the world is still quiet. But even a few minutes in the middle of the day can help. Set a reminder. Tie it to small daily moments. Having a cup of tea, sitting in the car, or stepping outside for a breath of fresh air. And when you pause, resist reaching for your phone. Just sit. Just breathe. The more you practice this, the less power other people's opinions have over you. They may well still come and go, but they won't stick. They're just ripples on the surface. What's steady is you underneath it all. So come back to stillness as often as you can. Let it be your base. When you know how to return to yourself, the world may push and pull, but it won't carry you away. Number 7. Act without seeking reward. In Taoism, the best actions are the ones we do without expecting anything in return. You plant the seed because planting is part of who you are, not because you're waiting for someone to notice or applaud. When we act only for recognition, we put our happiness in other people's hands. If they approve, we feel good. If they don't, we feel empty. But when we act from our own nature, the doing itself is the reward. Think about a tree in spring. It doesn't bloom so the forest will praise it. It blooms because that's what trees do. It gives shade, drops fruit, lets its leaves fall, all without asking for thanks. That's the way of the Tao. When you live like this, you free yourself from the constant question, will they like this? You stop sharing your life for applause and instead start shaping it in a way that feels honest to you. In real life, this might look like helping a friend move without posting it online, or working hard at your job because you care about the work itself, not because you're angling for credit. Or creating something you love. A story, a song, a work of art, and not worrying if anyone else ever sees it. Lao Tzu wrote, "When the work is done, forget it." That is why it lasts forever. When you let go of the need for reward, you discover a different kind of joy. One that isn't fragile. It doesn't vanish if people don't notice. The beauty of this way of living is that it's steady. Recognition may come, or it may not. But either way, you keep moving in your own rhythm. You plant your seeds. You tend your garden. And you let things grow without clinging to how it should turn out. And that is one of the simplest ways to stop caring about what others think. By doing what matters to you and letting go of the rest. If you enjoyed this video, please make sure to check out our full Philosophies for Life playlist. And for more videos to help you find success and happiness using beautiful philosophical wisdom, don't forget to subscribe. Thanks so much for watching.